An enormous ocean current in the Atlantic that helps regulate the global climate system is slowing down. That's the conclusion of two new studies published in the journal Nature. Scientists disagree about what's behind the weakening ocean circulation, but it could mean troubling news for the climate. David Thornelli is a geologist at University College London and lead author of one of those studies. He's now in the UK. Professor, the current that we're talking about is called AMOC or AMOC. What does that stand for?
That's the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation, or AMOC for short.
AMOC. So the meridional was the key word in there because this is tied to a meridian. Basically, it's like a conveyor belt exchanging warm water from the equator with cold water from the Arctic. Could you paint a picture of this for us? How big is it, for instance?
Yeah, so you can imagine, well, it's part of a global conveyor circulation that's moving water around the Earth. And it's transporting huge volumes of water from the tropics all the way up to the high latitudes, many, many times more volume than the Amazon. And so it plays a key role in the distribution of heat in the Earth and helps keep some of the mid-latitudes warmer than they otherwise would be.
What precisely have you found that's different now about this AMOC, or this overturning circulation?
Yeah, so we've been looking at ocean sediment cores to reconstruct what's been going on with this circulation in the past, because the problem is we only have direct observations of this current since 2004. And so we've been using ocean sediment cores to extend our knowledge of what's been going on. And we found that this circulation has weakened over the last 150 years, and we're now at the point where it's the weakest it's ever been for at least 1,600 years, according to our study.
Weakest meaning it's moving slowly?
Yes, so a more sluggish flow on the surface. And one of the techniques we used was we actually reconstructed the speed of one of the important deep sea currents, and that's shown a slowdown over the recent century.
Now, how have you determined this? I mean, as you said, you know, 1,000 years ago, we didn't have the technology we do today. So you've used sediment to try and figure out what's going on? How does that work?
Yes, that's correct. So we go out on ships into the North Atlantic. And in this case, we went off the coast of North America to Cape Hatteras. And we lower down large tubes into the ocean sediment and bring up these sediment cores. And this sediment accumulates over thousands of years, with each layer representing another year or another couple of years. And we measure the size of the grains in those layers. And those grains are important because larger grains represent a faster flow speed of that deep sea current. You could think about a mountain stream and how that's often associated with boulders and rocks because there's a lot of energy to move those boulders. Whereas if you think about sort of a sluggish Mississippi, that's a muddy, bottomed river.
I see. So it's interesting what the grains off the coast of North Carolina are showing you. What's the reason for this?
We think the reason for this is that there's been melting of ice that's been disrupting the system. So a key part of the overturning circulation, this AMOC, is the formation of dense water. The problem is that fresh water isn't very dense and it stops you forming those dense waters. Now, 150 years ago, we were coming out of a period called the Little Ice Age. The Little Ice Age was a period when European temperatures were cooler, but also what we had was an increase in Arctic sea ice and extended ice shelves around the Arctic and glaciers. Now, that came to an end about 150 years ago, and all that fresh water that was stored as ice in the Arctic started to melt and go into the Atlantic, and we're proposing that that's caused the initial weakening of the AMOC. However, over recent decades, this weakening's continued, and we think that that's probably more likely due to human forcing causing things like the melting of the Greenland ice sheet. And support for these results have come from another study published in Nature this week by Lev Kacizar and Stefan Ramsdorf and colleagues.
Yeah, so there are two studies, as we said, that are out about it now. When you talk about human causes, man-made accelerators, what are you talking about?
We're talking about global warming, so greenhouse gas emissions, carbon dioxide, warming of the Earth, and it's that enhanced warming that has a number of effects. The one we've been talking about and the studies previously shown to probably have been important is the melting of Greenland ice sheet. But in a global warming scenario, we also have more precipitation, more rain and snow at high latitudes over the Arctic. And so that's putting more fresh water into the regions where deep water is sinking.
Yeah, didn't the AMOC also show as recently as in the 1960s that it was slowing down and it recovered at that point, right?
Yes, so some of these recent records, including ours, we do see relatively slow conditions in the 60s and the 70s going through to the 80s. And then we see strong conditions through the 90s, and then we've had another strong weakening over the last decade or so, the period that overlaps with the direct observations also showing this weakening. And that's as we'd expect. There's interannual, so multi-year variability, decadal scale variability. But what we're interested in is the long-term trend. And that's what we were missing when we only have the direct observations. You know, it's all very well seeing that we've had a decline for 10 years, and that's really important. But what context is that in? And so by looking at these longer records, we can see if there's actually been this longer-term trend and investigate what might have been causing it.
There are some scientists who are worried about this conveyor belt shutting down altogether. What would that mean? I mean, we're talking about a channel in the Atlantic. How does it shut down?
Yeah, and so the reason we're worried about that is because evidence from the past suggests that it actually did happen during the last ice age. And it is possible that it could happen in the future, although at the moment we consider it very unlikely. And the AMOC's one of these things in the climate system that we refer to as a tipping point, something that can respond very quickly to a small change. And what we don't really know is, are we close to one of those tipping points where runaway processes could suddenly allow the AMOC to weaken much quicker than it has been doing? And that's really why we do need to maintain our monitoring of the system to try and see if we can detect if some kind of tipping point is being approached, and also to better understand what's the sensitivity of AMOC to forcing factors such as melting.
And along with the monitoring, is there anything that could be done separately from that to try and slow the pace of the slowing?
Thinking about ocean circulation directly, I don't think so. The only thing we really can do is obviously try and prevent global warming, because that's the root cause of why we think it's weakening now. With increasing temperatures, as I said earlier, we see a melting of the Greenland ice sheet. We're expecting to see more precipitation at high latitudes, and actually just the warming of surface waters themselves weaken the circulation, because you need to make the water cold for it to sink. And if it's getting warmer, it makes it hard to sink that water. So all these things that are caused by global warming mean that the AMOC is weakened. And so the only thing we can really do is try and mitigate against global warming by reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
By the way, when you said the overturning circulation shut down during the ice age, what happened then? I mean, what did that look like?
Yes, so when the circulation shut down at periods during the last ice age, it was associated with changes in the temperature over Greenland and around the North Atlantic more widely by up to 10 to 15 degrees Celsius. And it could happen as fast as 1 to 3 years. And so there were really large changes associated with this weakening of the AMOC. Now, it seems as if such a dramatic weakening would be very unlikely in the future, but it is possible. There's things about the last ice age that make it more susceptible to fluctuations in ocean circulation. There were huge ice sheets over North America and much of Eurasia, and they were putting a lot of fresh water into the Atlantic. And so the system was a little bit more sensitive or more liable to these collapses.
So just to bring this to a close, you don't think that there's a large chance of a complete shutdown of this channel. What is the thing that you do worry about?
Well, I think I do worry about there being a shutdown, because we don't know with great confidence what the probability of it being of it shutting down is. We rely on climate models to make those estimates. And so what we want to try and do is improve climate models. And one way we can do that is by constructing these records from the past with which we can calibrate the models and try and tweak them and improve them. The models at the moment say the weakening might be of the order of a further 10 to 30%, which is still significant and would have noticeable effects on our climate. But the thing is, we can't rule out that a shutdown would happen. And that's why it's imperative that we do keep up monitoring and do continue to learn more, because the consequences of a shutdown, although it's potentially unlikely to happen, you know, maybe we're talking 5 to 10%, but we need to check those numbers, it would have really severe consequences around the North Atlantic basin and even wider afield.
Well, we appreciate your speaking with us, and we appreciate your research. Thank you, David Thornelli, geologist at University College of London, talking to us about his study on the weakening ocean circulation in the Atlantic. Nice to speak with you, Professor.
Thanks very much for your time.